There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here, filling in for Sean on this Monday. I don't know about there, but in Birmingham, it is raining as I speak. So been pretty bad weather, rainy weather off and on here for a week now. All right. So going back to the text line, I was talking about the shenanigans at my house and the fact that my ex needs additional adult supervision, or he and the kids get in trouble. You know, I almost think that's a good thing, right? Because you're not going to find me out there. Well, first off, you're not going to find me out there lighting off fireworks. I don't know why. Not my thing. I'll do a sparkler here and there, but it's kind of... The risk reward is too dangerous for me. Inevitably, if I were to actually be the one starting to pick fireworks and do it, I would be the person who's the cautionary tale. Oh yeah, that's April Marie. It takes her longer now to write stories for Jeff Poor and 1819 News because she only has two fingers on her left hand. That would be how that would end, and it would not be well. One texter saying it takes 6 years to get a male adult. I don't know about that. 60, mid-50s maybe? I don't know. All joking aside, it really was a great 4th of July, great Independence Day. I enjoy watching my friends from around the country celebrate. I don't watch anybody else's fireworks. I thought we were going to watch the one from the White House, but we had such a long fireworks show here at home that we didn't come back and watch that at all. I saw where weather made people in D.C. have to seek cover for a little while, and some of my friends got put into federal agency buildings. You know, big difference between the left and the right that they could be trusted to go in there. I think it's sad. I think it is a sad state of affairs that you can tell that who someone's political affiliation based on how they're celebrating and what they're celebrating about Independence Day. I've never in my lifetime can I recall an Independence Day where leading up to it, there were so many people out there on the news media kind of saying, oh, I'm not going to celebrate, or black people aren't going to celebrate. Joy Reid saying this. Well, you know, we celebrate Juneteenth. We as a nation need to figure out a way. And I say we need to figure out a way. It's not as if there's conservatives out there saying, no, don't do this. But we need to figure out a way to drown out those voices, because our nation's independence and our nation's exceptionalism, for that matter, is something that should be universally celebrated. I think a big difference between the left and the right is optimism. Like, yeah, we are in tough times. This economy is awful. Costs are high. Things are not easy. It's not easy for first-time homebuyers to get a house. It's not easy for those who are just starting off their careers. But there used to be a level of optimism about the American dream that so many leftists and media pundits and people running for office on the left, they want to put it as if it's out of reach. I don't know that it is. I think that it is tougher, it's harder, it's certainly tougher and harder, not just for the generations that came after me, but it is possible to achieve the American dream, hence the name, the American dream. And so watching as the lead up to the Independence Day celebrations across the nation was really frustrating. And I took that very personal, because I want the next generation. I want the generation of kids that are currently in K-12 schools. I want them to understand how great a nation we have. I want them to, you know, think about the president of the United States. And even under Biden, I made it clear, you know, that this is who our president is. This is who our vice president is. I was pretty generally speaking, when I talk to the kids about politics and what's going on, I keep it age appropriate. I don't know that the left has done that. There were so many videos of kids out there who have been taught to hate Trump, who've been taught to hate our nation, that there was just such a stark difference. And then, of course, like I said, those elections, the people who aren't from the United States have no desire to assimilate to the United States. That is incredibly worrisome. From the text line, the young liberal socialist wants socialism in America, ignoring the Cubans and the Venezuelans who were oppressed by it. Yet those nitwits pretend to respect all the brown people of those communities. You know, some of the most patriotic people I know had parents who came here with genuine fears for their lives from places like Cuba, from places like Venezuela. And then you have an entire nether generation, a next generation, two generations away, that has lost sight of that. Marco Rubio is a great example of someone who, you know, and I've kind of watched in sync almost with his career and the career of so many of my friends, because we're all so close in age, watched his ascent. And he has just gotten better and better at articulating the American dream and what it has meant for him and how it has shaped his life. All right. I wanted to get back into Alabama headlines. As I mentioned earlier, I've got a story up today about Speaker Ledbetter touting Tuberville's successes as a U.S. senator and really framing what he has done from Space Command, what's happened at Birmingham Southern with the Coast Guard, Freddie Mac coming to Birmingham. You've got so much money and support going into the port. This has been a priority of Tuberville. Veterans issues have been a priority of Tuberville. So watching him come into the state as in the role of governor, again, back to that optimism, Ledbetter's optimistic. I was optimistic kind of looking at it. He has made it a point to, as 1819 News puts out stories about what's going on these woke campuses, the woke people in Alabama, as 1819 points them out, Tuberville has almost always, I can't think of a recent story where he hasn't come back and said, this needs to be changed, this needs to be fixed. Well, the part of the way we change it, part of the way we fix it is with people telling us what's going on. So I've been making it a point to say, as I do radio across the state, there's now an 1819 News email specifically for education issues. It's just education at 1819news.com. And whether you've got a teacher in a K-12 classroom or a principal in a K-12 school who is, you know, supporting and pushing on radical ideology from the classroom, from the office, from the stage at the school during events, you can let us know. If you've got kids in classrooms at University of South Alabama, one of our biggest series was the series at University of South Alabama of that professor. It was a math professor who was going up to the Turning Point USA to their tabling event and harassing them. And he was doing it multiple times. And the administration really took a approach to it. And it took those kids really making it clear what was happening on their campuses and happening to them. It took multiple stories, multiple lawmakers getting involved and weighing in for the school to actually realize they had a problem. They wanted to teach the students to be quiet. And how we beat them is that we get out there and we tell those stories. It shouldn't be at University of South Alabama. It shouldn't be at University of Alabama, Auburn, Samford. Don't get me started on that. The way we eradicate it from those places, though, is by telling their stories. So my email is at the bottom of every story I write. And now there is a general email box for those tips if you want to send them in. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get into, saw it over the weekend. And you can find the headline at 1819news.com. The movie that they are casting right here in Alabama, Sundown Town. I have thoughts on this. Back in just a minute.
Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
April Marie here, filling in for Sean Sullivan here on Midday Mobile. The text line is open. I mentioned the next story and someone texted in to be careful with the director's name. If you haven't been to 1819 News today, there's a story. It was a casting call open for a racially charged movie, Sundown Town, which is going to shoot in Birmingham. I scrolled through the list of characters over the weekend, and essentially, if you're the nearly all of the white parts are, it's, you know, racist cop, waitress, mom, racist this, racist that. The film is casting 28 roles, non-union roles, including a quote, white passing and flawlessly bougie woman, end quote. I'm making a face at this, for the love of all that's holy. Racist cop, all sorts of stuff here. You know what this makes me think of? And actually, the director is Kenegra Dion. See, I could say it. And she has somewhere online where the pronunciation is there. I'm just going to call her Dion. The problem with the work like this and Dion's work, it's the same problem I have with AL.com, is that others, when they're looking for places to come, when they're looking for places to visit, whether they're just doing their own road trip or whether they're coming for trying to find somewhere to come that has great things to do. The Alabama's, we do have a lot to offer. We've got, from the Space Center in Huntsville, incredible restaurants all around the state. There's so much to do, and I'm speaking to the choir here down there in South Alabama. Birmingham has some nationally award-recognized chefs and places. But the problem is the AL.coms and the national media and women and people like this, what they do is they undermine what a great place we are. That's why when the World Cup comes here and they have a game at Auburn, people are shocked. Oh my goodness, they're kind, they're polite, they're welcoming. Well, we are. Stop reading AL.com. Stop getting your news from leftist outlets that make a living, make the name for themselves, promoting outdated ideas. Is it as infuriating as it was to see when the Supreme Court ruled in redistricting, as infuriating as it was to see the left's response to that? Oh no, racist states like Alabama are gonna, are they gonna change their districts? Terry Sewell, and we saw it, Shamari Figures. I enjoyed seeing what people really think. Those events in Montgomery, watching who from Alabama went, what Democrats that otherwise get along just fine with their conservative Republican counterparts, but got up there on the stage and acted like they had been sent back in time to Jim Crow era, and they were going to be disenfranchised and the votes of blacks were going to not be counted. And ultimately, at the end of the day, how do we get movies like this? How do we get stories like you see over at AL.com? We get it from people who benefit either financially or by influence or in some other way by making the rest of us look bad. When I moved to Alabama, now it's been over 13 years ago, people would go, what, are you really? Are you sure you want to do that? Because the image they have is the image created for them by mainstream media. It's an image created for them by AL.com and some of our other newspapers who want to paint, not, and it's not even just whites, by the way, that they're painting, because they love them some liberal white women who will embrace their oppression, who will stand at the stage and scream at the top of their lungs that that everything is still wrong with our state. No, it's white conservatives, or any conservatives for that matter. We saw them go after Kenneth Pascal, who's a black Republican member of the state legislature. These movies and these tropes, they do fit a need. They fit a need of someone who is benefiting from out-of-state people just going on and on about who they think we are, who they think we have stayed, and we haven't. So it's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to me that we have families that, like mine, who have chose to move to the state to get away from other leftist things. I moved here from Washington, D.C. Now, I feel in some ways, because I lived through some of the worst days of Birmingham crime, I've jumped from the pot into the fire. But you very quickly realize that crime in the state of Alabama, and crime even in big cities, is in very specific areas. The major crime that happens, for the most part, are these either gangs or wannabe gangs or young teenagers, and they're killing amongst themselves. And so we have seen the left take and blow this out of proportion. They're going to make you think there's lynchings in Alabama. That's what movies like this do. That's what headlines like AL.com. That's what J.D. Crow's constant drawing elected officials in Alabama in Klan hats serves to accomplish. It serves to put fear in the hearts of families who live here, prevent people from coming here. If you got a business that has employees and you're trying to relocate to a state, do you really want to relocate to a state where, if you look it up, the headlines, anybody not white is not going to be welcome? They are out here undermining Republican leadership. It's the same as I said, you know, and we saw that with 250 and with the Iran conversations, the Iran deal. Democrats almost want Trump to fail, even if it means our nation fails too. They want the deal to fall through. They want Trump to look bad. They want Kushner to look bad. They want Rubio to fail because they see him coming up. They see that we have a deep bench and they want to do everything they can to undermine it. I was looking through this movie role and looking at conversations online about how easy it should be to cast some of these things. It is a trope that is the left pushes. And then it ends up in things like the BLM rallies that we saw here in Alabama during George Floyd, the George Floyd memorials that are still up around the state. There's still a BLM painting in Montgomery, Alabama, where our state lawmakers go, where they have changed the Constitution to rid it of racist statements in the last decade, where they are doing everything they can to give children the opportunity to get a good education. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about today, is the CHOOSE Act. You would think that lawmakers in Alabama would be doing the opposite of what they're doing based on what the mainstream media wants you to believe, but they're not. They're doing everything they can to pull people up, to pull people who are caught in the cycle of poverty, to pull kids up whose families maybe has somebody incarcerated in it, or all of those things. When we come back, I'm going to go into some of the things that they've done legislative session. Well, I'll take a look during the commercial and also at what's going on with the Charlie Kirk hearings that's going on right now. They are in progress and there are cameras in there. And so that's going to be a good opportunity, and it's going to be fun to kind of watch those who have just told lies, done everything they can on the right, mind you, to tear down and undermine Turning Point USA, to tear down and undermine Charlie Kirk's legacy, to attack his wife. It's not just his killer on trial here. It is also the truth will come out about all of these grifters who have spread lies and misinformation about evidence, who have gone after Charlie's personal security, have gone after law enforcement. It's going to be a whole thing. And so we're going to watch that unfold kind of in real time this week. And it'll be good to watch. Now, don't have high expectations that those who are out there and have done these awful things are going to just walk it back, because they're not. They've got too much money at play here, and they're for their clicks and their views. It will continue even as the evidence is against them. All right, back in just a minute. You're listening to Midday Mobile with April Marie.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
April Marie here. Just after 1:30 on a Monday. Hope your Monday or week is off to a great start. I really did enjoy 4th of July. You know, I think that we're seeing the lack of patriotism on the left is causing a fire to burn up in those in the right. And even those who are lean independent, which I didn't realize so many people did. I was talking about the idea of closed primaries and party registration in Alabama. More and more people are leaning independent. That's actually how I registered to vote when I very first registered to vote. Changed to Republican a couple years later. But and now I tell people I'm not just a conservative, I'm a conservative Republican, because we do have a two-party system. And while I have lots of friends who are more libertarian-leaning or independent-leaning, I like to be a part of the party, if for no other reason than the fellowship. The Republican women and that's not just in Alabama, though. The Republican women in Alabama are pretty fantastic. But Republican women across the country really have been some of the greatest mentors I've met in my life and really seem to be taking our country and fighting for it. I know, you know, we talk a lot about SPLC. I'm sure Jeff Poor has talked about those lawsuits and those charges against SPLC, or in the indictment and charges against SPLC. But they put on their hate list, Moms for Liberty. Think about that. Now, we knew that they were grifters. We knew that they were fraudulent. For years, they have been putting anyone basically that they oppose, whose politics they oppose, on their hate watch list. They did this with Moms for Liberty. These are women who want their kids, who want to protect their kids from, a lot of them started off, and I myself included, started off because we wanted to get our kids out of masks during COVID. Very, very ridiculous policies during COVID. Then we knew what the vaccination, once vaccination data and information came out, didn't take very long for people to say, kids don't need this, right? Kids have been pretty much untouched by COVID and during the COVID era. And moms were like, we're not giving our kids these shots. They were fighting the schools. And you keep going down the line. We're not letting our kids be tricked into what's a boy or a girl. We don't want drag queens in our schools. You go all the way down the list. We don't want pornographic materials in our libraries. And SPLC came back and said, oh, well, y'all are hateful. It's hateful not to want these things. Those are the people out there saying we should not be celebrating our nation in the 250, to which I say, bring it on, more of it. Yes, we have passed 4th of July, but that's okay. We still got the whole rest of the year to continue to celebrate 250, to continue to recognize as the elections come up. And not just here in Alabama, although I will get to Doug Jones here in just a minute, but not just here in Alabama, but around the country where they are really seeing candidates who have one goal in mind, and they have made that goal abundantly clear, to take over our country, to not assimilate, and to come over here and undermine us. It's absolutely crazy as we come off of 4th of July and independence to hear some of the things that people who are now nominees on the Democrat ballot have done. Speaking of bad Democrat candidates, it looks like Planter is barring for another, bearing down for another scandal to break. This is a man who the scandals have included. He had a Nazi tattoo on his chest. Then he was abusive to girlfriends. And you've still got Democrats out there who are too interested in, oh, well, we got to take back the Senate. And so we can't go out there and decry this. We can't go out there and speak against this. Do you know what would happen? Huh, let me think about it. Oh, wait, what happened to Roy Moore when false accusations came in and outside groups came in and demonized him? I'll tell you what happened. Republicans went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, Roy Moore, I don't know if y'all saw this. He, of course, got a huge judgment for defamation in his favor. Then he lost that money on appeal, and then because of his appeal to Supreme Court, they did not put a hold on that. It looks like he's going to lose all that money. But we cannot forget, and I tell people this all the time, on the right, we will police our own. on the right, we will say, if you are accused of something, we are going to, we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to get the facts out there. That's why, oh, and I almost hate to open this can of worms, but with the Epstein files, people said, oh, but Trump's in there. Oh, trust me. Had Trump been accused of wrongdoing, which he wasn't, he was accused of banning Epstein from Mar-a-Lago because he was going after Epstein and his associates were going after young massage therapists and young women who worked there. But we police our own. The left, they elect them. They put them on pedestals. They send them out to CNN. They make them famous and put them out there. Jasmine Crockett, this is going to be a leftist hero for young women now. Absolutely not. We didn't do that. Look at our side. We are we put people up, and then if they do something wrong, not so much anymore, and probably to our fault. By the way, we are very quick to say, okay, we're going to hold you accountable. Whereas the left is like, we'll turn a blind eye if we need you, if we need your vote. It doesn't matter how awful and despicable you are. And that's what we're seeing with these 28 nominees coming in and saying they're going to flip the Democrat Party on its head. They're going to make Nancy Pelosi seem mainstream and moderate. That's what they're intending to do. This is why I'm so frustrated at Congress not fighting for the things that Trump has done and getting those in law. You know, right now, everybody's all talking about the SAVE Act, but there's a number of executive orders that Trump has put in place in the second term that Congress needs to come back and clean up before the next Democrat president comes back and undoes it. And so I'm looking here and I'm going, what are we doing for the love? All right. I am looking at text messages here. Squirrelverine talking about the sundown towns. He says they're worried about sundown, but where are they at night, and who do they avoid? That's a very fair question. Where do you avoid at night? It's really a frustrating thing that we've got going on here. If you missed it, 1819 News, we've got a story up of a movie that's being cast to be filmed in Birmingham, Alabama, about sundown towns. This is a myth that AL.com are literally, you know, the paper of record right here, that they have pushed and continue to push. National media has picked it up. And now you've got a young lady whose name, I'm not going to say, is out here saying she's going to film this movie. All right. Other headlines in Alabama today. Yeah, I won't get into the Gulf Shores mayor stuff, but there's a story on that on 1819 News if you want to check that out. We've got the Charlie Kirk hearings beginning, where evidence is expected to include, I've got that up over here. This is a 5-day preliminary hearing on Tyler Robinson, and prosecutors are planning to present DNA evidence, autopsy findings, and a recording from his ex-roommate. Again, it is just a national tragedy, of course, Charlie Kirk's assassination, and then nearly everything that's followed, from the leftist response and the vile comments that we saw from not just so many people, because there were vile comments, but from educators and healthcare workers, really just disgusting there, to you've fast forward, and on the right, you see so many people kind of following the Candace Owens, how can I monetize conspiracy theories, and doing so repeatedly for months now, going after Eric Kirk, going after Turning Point USA staff, going after their donors. It has been a true witch hunt, and unlike anything I ever thought we would see here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our final segment of Midday Mobile with April May here filling in for Sean.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
April Marie here, filling in for Sean this afternoon. During the break, I was looking at live updates of the Charlie Kirk hearings. Erica Kirk and the family put out a statement about their essentially saying that they're thanking everybody for their support and saying that they are not going to be releasing statements or talking to the media during the trial, which only makes sense. As you know, what we have seen is that basically any details, anything that comes out of Erica's mouth, any podcasts, any statements, any events, there's a whole group of right-wing trolls. Again, boggles the mind. What are we going to do today? We're going to wake up today and we're going to troll a widow. We're going to not just any widow. We're going to troll the widow of Charlie Kirk, who was publicly assassinated for doing what he loves to do and carry on a conversation. I do not know that I will ever wrap my head around it. I will say that that I have essentially unfollowed nearly anyone who is on that in that camp and making her life absolutely miserable. There are several reporters who are live briefing the trial. It sounds like the first person they heard from was an officer who was talking just kind of laying out the crime scene and what happened on the day of Charlie's killing. Again, they're starting with the evidence that they have against Tyler Robinson. And so you can follow that online. If you're on X, they do have several people putting that out there. Where my mind is on this is we got to remember what we felt in those initial days, the idea that Charlie's legacy must go on. And I've been somewhat, and I don't even know the word to use to explain it, but, you know, just glad to see that on our college campuses, and even here in Alabama, I've seen them on both at University of South Alabama and at University of Alabama, college students who themselves are out there talking to others. I think that's why I was so offended by the lack of response by the University of South Alabama. I mean, just utterly disappointed in their lack of responsiveness towards the kids getting harassed there, because you show up and you are talking about your conservative ideas and you're taking questions on, you know, on ICE, and you're taking questions on your pro-life stance, and you're expecting to hear back and get pushback from your classmates, from your peers, from people who don't agree with you. I think that's one of the greatest things that Charlie Kirk showed everybody, is that you can have these disagreements with people and have them respectfully. And I've watched so many of his videos since his passing of him saying, you know, you were absolutely dead wrong on this thing, but he's telling them how they're dead wrong in a loving manner. And he's, you know, really challenging the way they think. And he's not budging on it. You know, so many of his videos focused on the radical LGBTQ ideology that we are really starting to see the pendulum swing on in terms of, can a young girl become a young boy? No. When should we allow kids to transition? Never. A kid should not be able to be given medicine that is poisoning their young, healthy bodies. God forbid, even from there, surgeries. And the left for a long time was saying, oh, no, that's not happening. And they were like, well, it's rarely happening, but it's sometimes happening. Having these discussions, having these arguments, talking to people, it needs to come. And not just during election time, not just when we're out there and we're talking about, you know, this time around is going to be Tommy Tuberville and Doug Jones and the fundamental differences between them. But talk about those policies year round. As we look, you know, we're in the middle of summer vacation now. I was talking to Ernie Yarbrough, and I'll have that that story up on 1819 News and that audio up on 1819 News soon. And just talking about our families, as you're looking at your kids and looking at your grandkids, as you're watching kids ride their bicycles in your neighborhood, hopefully there's still neighborhoods where they in y'all's area where they still do that. You think about those kids and what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. If they've got teachers who are getting their lesson plans and their ideas from the teachers unions, and the teachers unions are out there supporting a teacher's ability to say vile things, the teachers unions are out there teaching them the best way to integrate what essentially amounts to hate. To hate to America's founding fathers, to hate to the Christian way of life, to hate traditional families. And they'll say, no, no, that's not what we mean. We're just trying to be accepting. No, what they're trying to do is they're trying to undermine what parents at home are doing. They're trying to undermine innate ideas and beliefs that come so naturally to kids. You don't have to teach them about a mommy and a daddy. They know. It's crazy some of the videos that go viral. There's been more and more lately of gay men who adopted children through surrogacy and those children asking for their mom. They know they've got a mom. They know this isn't a right situation or a good situation or a healthy situation. And they're out there trying to brainwash these kids. Well, that's happening every day at classrooms. Yes, we all have our great teachers and we know our great teachers. I tell parents as you're, we go to meet the teachers, look around the classroom, see what books are in their library, in their private library. And don't just pay attention to your kid's main teacher. They've got main teachers. They may have a Spanish teacher. They may have a PE teacher. They may have all these other things. And it's so important that your kids know that they can come to you when these teachers are bringing ideas to their classroom that undermine what you're teaching them or telling them at home. So much of this Charlie Kirk, it is going to play out. It's going to be crazy. I feel like it's going to be worse than the O.J. Simpson trial or the Casey Anthony trial or the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin trial, because this isn't just good versus evil. And the evil being those who would celebrate Charlie Kirk's death, which is evil, mind you. Absolutely evil. But now there's a secondary player and a secondary layer that is trying to tear down what Charlie spent his adult life building up. Turning Point USA. There's a reason Turning Point USA is successful. It's because so many of American youth are realizing that they need to get out there and they need to protect the American values that we celebrated here on Independence Day this past week, that they need to celebrate the traditional family that Charlie talked so much about, that they need to celebrate the sharing and exchange of ideas and information in a way that's not violent, in a way that's not, just personal attacks. And so that's what's under attack. It's under attack by the left, and it's under attack by people on the right who just want to take down an organization that has helped so many over the years. On the text line, I was mentioning earlier Roy Moore and what happened to him, because you could almost go back and rewrite history with what a jury decided was defamation. This idea that Roy Moore, and essentially they said and alluded to Roy Moore being a pedophile, and the leftist media put that idea out there. PACs and organizations put this idea out there. And then conservatives came out and said, whoa, I can't support him. I won't support him. Now, I'm not saying that all of the information about Roy Moore needs to be thrown away or discounted, but what the left did to him, and then with the help of some Republicans within the state who early on jumped ship and said, that's how we ended up with Doug Jones. And Doug Jones ran, and everybody thought, well, he's going to be a little bit more moderate. And he had that opportunity. He is, he's in this race with Tommy Tuberville, and he's still trying to fool people into thinking he's moderate. But one of his first priorities is going to be to return pornographic books to children's libraries. That's essentially what he said. He said, we're going to come in, we're going to take over the state library board, and we're going to roll back the policies that are protecting our kids. Who says that? Who can look at a state like Alabama and say, the first thing we need to do is go put pornographic books back in libraries. The first thing we need to do is get those drag queens back in those libraries. Insanity. Pure insanity. All right. I have talked to myself right out of a show here. If you are on X, you can find me at APRYLMARIE. You can find my writing over at 1819 News. Check out the page as it turns this afternoon. I'll have another story up I mentioned about Ernie Yarbrough. Stay tuned for more 106.5. You guys take care and have a great afternoon.